other churches, I'm not going to say anything about that, but sometimes it's hard to enter in. Here, it's very, very easy to enter in. Don't take that for granted, okay? With that said, I always, when I'm teaching and preaching, I always think, I'm horrible with time. You can ask Brittany. She's like, I'll say, just the other day, and she's like, that was like 3 years ago, or like that was like 3 months ago, or even 3 days ago. I'm like, oh, well, anyways, it happened, and it was good. So I don't know how long this message is going to be, but I will promise you, you will get fed. If it's short, awesome. If it's long, even more awesome, right? All right, here we go. Okay. With that said, I'm just going to open up in prayer. Lord, I thank you so much because this is how I fight my battles. I don't fight them. I give them to you. And that's what we're going to learn today, Lord. We just thank you so much that we can lean on you. Lord, let it be your words today and not mine. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Yeah. These are our pastors here. They've been gone for a little while. Welcome back, right? Yeah. So exciting. Yeah. Welcome home. That's right. All right, so today I'm going to talk about fighting battles, right? Raise your hand if you ever fought a battle, right? Depression, finances, sickness, addiction, submitting to a parent or a boss. Being respectful while submitting to a parent or a boss. All right, if you didn't raise your hand there, we'll pray for you because you're battling the battle of lying. But we'll pray for you. But today, we've all fought battles, right? And we know that that it's not our battle to fight. So I'm going to talk about today. The title of my message is Fighting from Victory, Not for Victory. Okay? So what we need to know is that the battle is already won. Okay? We're fighting from victory, not for victory. And if we do that, like Wendy Jean was talking about, if you hold on to it, you will be fighting that battle by yourself. You are the only person that can fight that battle. Once you let it go, now it's not your battle to fight anymore. It's God's battle to fight. All right? So we get to fight from victory, not for victory. In this song, I asked John to specifically sing, and I used to think of it like, you can get in your own head sometimes, and sometimes we can be our own worst enemy, right? Okay, if I'm the only one, then I'm preaching myself, but it's okay, at least I'm getting fed here. But I know that, so sometimes it's like, even when that song first came out, I sang that, I was like, kind of like, no, I shouldn't have to fight the battle, it's God's, but really, I was getting in my own head, I said, nope. And I bet the Pharisees did stuff like this too, you know? They said to Jesus himself, he said, you can't heal on the Sabbath. It's the Sabbath. That's what the law says. Well, when you get in your own way, or you get in Jesus' way, I should say, that's what's going to happen. Nothing. If Jesus didn't heal on that day, that person would still have been sick until maybe the next day. But he needed his healing then, right? We don't need to wait till tomorrow. Our healing is here, okay? So, again, we're fighting from victory, not for victory. Now, hold on. This is very spiritual, okay? But this is actually where I got my inspiration for this message. Isaac, will you put that up? If it doesn't come up, it's not a big deal. But okay, here we go. There it is. What? That's a mousetrap. If you don't know what that is, it's a mousetrap, okay? And the funny part is I was actually sitting in the sound booth, and I was believing God for a message. Because I know I've been asked to preach this message for a little while, and I saw it. It said Victor. Does it say loser on there? It says Victor, right? You don't buy a mouse trap with the idea that you're going to catch a mouse and keep it as a friend, right? Just be real. Sorry, I'm not going to seek your sentence. But like, if you buy this mouse trap, you're believing that you're going to have victory over a mouse, right? It's the enemy's gone, right? Not just put away, but gone, like dead. Sorry, guys, but dead, all right? Gone, all right? You can take that down. I know it's brutal, right? But no. But God, and I thought of this because Pastor Ricky was talking about how, I forget who it was, but he looked at a peanut, and he got over like 1,000 ideas from a simple peanut. This is one of a preacher from a while ago, okay? Who was it? George Washington Carver. He looked at a peanut. He said, Lord, give me an idea with this. He had over 1,000 ideas from a peanut, right? Well, I'm trying to get my eyes open to say, Lord, give me your ideas. Make it your ideas, not mine, right? Well, I saw this mousetrap and it said Victor. I was like, okay, thank you, Lord. So we are fighting from victory, not for victory, right? So let's go here and look at where we're at in our notes. There's three things that we do, okay? And before I get there, I'm going to actually do this. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Before we even get into our the three steps, okay, three easy steps, right? You always like to hear that. Okay, what are my three easy steps? How am I going to fight this? How am I going to do this, right? There's always the easy steps to weight loss. Well, there's no easy steps to weight loss, okay? You got to fight and you got to work for it, right? Well, these are easy steps you can actually rely on, right? These are something you can go to and say, okay, but it's not always easy to do these steps, but they will work, okay? But before that, I want to ask, we're going to bow our heads right now, and sometimes we do this prayer at the end, but I want to do this prayer now because I want everybody to be fighting from the same point. So with our heads bowed, we're all going to say this prayer again. If it's your first time saying it, we want to say, welcome home. Welcome to the family of God. So, repeat after me. Lord, thank you for this day. I thank you that you sent your son, and he took my sins, and I want to live for you forever. So I now confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay. If that was the first time you ever said that prayer, please, we have a book up here for you at the end. Please come up and grab one. We'll give that to you. That will help you, and this will help you, okay? So my steps, my three easy steps, right? The first step is find scriptures, okay? And find scriptures that help you know you are a victor, meaning you already have the victory, okay? We're going to get those for you. If you're like, well, I don't have any scriptures, well, first of all, Google it. Second of all, I'm going to have some for you today. The second step will be surround yourself by God and godly people, okay? If you're having trouble with that, look around. You're here. You're doing it, right? Our third step is get a battle cry, okay? We'll get there, right? Amen. So the first one is find scriptures. I'm going to have a lot of scriptures for you. Please write them down and have them as a reference that you can come back to, okay? That way you know that, okay, I'm going through a battle, but it's already won. God, you've already given me the victory. And sometimes it's hard to do that when you see this giant of a battle you have to fight, okay? But God gave us the victory. The first one is Psalm 1:1-3. This one I thought of specifically as a victory over finances, okay? It says, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Verse 2. But in his delight is the law of the Lord. In his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams, which yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In whatever he does, he prospers. If you just said that prayer with us, which we all did, you are a part of that. You get to take part of that right there. You get to prosper because you said that prayer. That's how easy it is right there. Okay? 2 Chronicles 20:17. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions and stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. This does not say run from your battle. Okay, this does not say it won't be there. Because if you think, oh, I'm a Christian now, I have no more battles. Okay, well, there's a real enemy out there, and he really wants to get us. So there's really going to be battles, okay? But we get to fight from victory, not for victory, okay? So the Lord will deliver you. And then he says, and the Lord will be with you. So as you go out, know, yes, I have to fight this battle, but really God's got it already. 2 Kings 6, and then we're going to go at verses 15 through 18. And what's that? Second Kings, chapter 6, 15 through 18. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" He's probably yelling that. What shall we do? Like, he's scared. Like, you can see there's enemies out there, right? But it says, so he answered him, "Do not fear." Okay, that's the first thing that they're needing. Just do not fear, right? "For those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes to this, that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people. I pray with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. Okay? How often do we feel surrounded, right? Yeah. Just like that song said. And just a spoiler alert, all these scriptures are actually scriptures straight from that song we just sang. I was doing research for it, and that's the cool thing is you could research these songs, and what you're singing is scripture. If you're listening to the right stuff, and we'll get there in a second, okay? That's part three. Psalm 3, verse 6. "No longer will I fear." I can stop right there, right? "No longer will I fear," okay? "But my tens of thousands of enemies who have surrounded me," okay? No longer will I fear by everybody around me. No longer will I fear in my workplace when I feel like I'm the only Christian there. No longer will I fear when I walk into whatever battle you walk tomorrow. No longer will I fear if I walk into Starbucks. Just kidding. Just kidding. I don't drink coffee and there's people there, you know, it's all that good stuff. But we're going to Psalm 18:39. "You armed me with strength." Say that with me. "You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me." So not only is he armed me with strength, but he's humbled those before me. So he makes me stronger and my enemy weaker. Right? So it's not my battle. It's not my battle, okay? I hope you're writing these down, especially if you need them. If not, you can come see me after. I'll give you the list, okay? But this is just good stuff. These are scriptures that we need to hold on to. And like I said before, if I'm the only person that gets something out of this, that's okay, because I know that at least I'm getting fed. But I know that God laid this on my heart for everyone here, right? Because we could all know that we're fighting from victory, not for victory. Psalm 23:5. You spread your table before me. Provisions, say that, provisions in the midst of attack. Yeah. From my enemies, you care for all my needs, anointing my head with soothing, fragrant oil, filling my cup again and again with your grace. Hallelujah. He doesn't just fill my cup. He fills it again and again. And my cup runneth over, right? Amen. In the midst of our enemies. That's what I want to let you know. Because a lot of times we hear these feel-good scriptures, and we hear these things, and you're like, praise God, no more enemies. And I wish it were that easy, right? But a lot of times we learn from the battle, right? Okay, so Psalm 55:18. And I know I'm giving you a lot of scriptures, but I'm giving you a lot of scriptures that you can go back to, all right? These are things that you can lean on. And you know that it's God's word, right? It's not changing. It never will change. And it's going to continue to be awesome. So he rescued me. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even through many who oppose me. He rescues me. But not only does he rescue me, he rescues me unharmed. Because when you go to battle, you think of like this ragtag person who's all rattled and everything, like, I barely made it out. But no, he rescues us unharmed. So we can go in the same way we come out. We come out the same way we go in, if not better, right? Right? Matthew 6, 32 through 34. So there's a couple of verses there. I'll let you turn to this one. Say amen if you when you get there. Matthew 6, 32. Amen. I know one person got that. Thank you, Pastor Barb. I appreciate that. So it says, outsiders make themselves frantic over such questions. They don't realize they are heavenly that your heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. Say exactly what you need. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things will be given to you. So do not worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Amen. Living faithfully is large enough task for today. God knows we have battles. What's he say to do? Live faithfully, for that's enough for you to cover. Don't worry about the battle. Don't worry about the things that are going on, because honestly, there's too many things out there to worry about, right? What school is best for my kid? What's the best place to do this? Where do I get my next cup of coffee, Brittany? So Brittany likes coffee. I don't like coffee, but I love to bless her, so I like to get her coffee, right? So, thank you. Anyways, that's fun. But living faithfully is large enough task for today, right? God doesn't ask us to worry about all these things and then just live faithfully. Because if you do it backwards, it's harder. It's easier to live faithfully and speak the word of God than it is to worry about the trouble and then try to get in your Bible and then try to do this and then do that. Because when you do that, you've got it backwards. And then it really is. It's hard to find the scripture after you're mad at the problem. Right? Because then you're thinking about the problem and not the scripture. So that's why I'm trying to give you a lot of scriptures today that you can put down and say, you know what? And you can even print them out, do whatever, and just make it easy. That's why I love the scripture that we speak, our confession over our tithe and offering. If you're having trouble with finances, please, next time that comes up, take out your phone. Take a picture of every one of those slides. Boom, boom, boom. And what I do is, then you look at that. Print it off, put it in your phone, make it a screensaver, whatever you need to do. Then let that be the first thing you look at instead of the bill, instead of the thing you have to cover. Think about it, okay? And as I always say, it's way easier to tithe your 10% first than to pay your bills. You pay the bills, the 10% doesn't seem to be there sometimes. But when you pay the 10% first, God takes care of it. Thank you, hallelujah, amen. Let's go with Romans 8:28. This is probably familiar for a lot of us. It says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. Well, guess what? If you just said that prayer with us, which we all did, you've been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And then just another verse down in 8:31 says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as there? If God is for us, who could ever be against us? Right? Say that with me. If God is for me, who could be against me? Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 John 4:18. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Now, this does not mean that if you've ever had fear, you're not Christian, okay? We all have fears, and we've all been tormented maybe by those fears. But you no longer have to. You no longer have to. Because love casted it out. Love casts out the fear. And even if it does creep up again, you say, nope, get behind me. Because my love for the Lord is bigger than this fear. And he's going to cover it. Okay, Philippians 4:13. I'm sure you guys all know this. As soon as I say it, you're going to start saying it with me. But it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. Okay? Now you have to realize it says through Christ who strengthens me. Because sometimes, like in the Veggie Tales, I know I'm a parent, I've got kids, okay? And Larry Boy asks, well, does that mean I can turn into a rooster? It says, no, Larry, you know, the whole thing. But it's because God, I know Lisa's getting this one because she's got the kids too, but she likes those references. But it's real. God strengthens us for everything he's called us to do, okay? Everything he's called us to do, he'll strengthen us through it, right? If we go out and make our own mistakes, he's not going to strengthen us in that mistake because we weren't called to do it. But we can't get mad at him and say, well, why didn't, because we made the mistake. But the best part is we come right back to him. And guess what? What mistake? He just forgets it and it's gone, right? But Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I love sports, and I thought I would do this. And the fun thing is I like to see when people are wearing sports clothing that's not my team, and I give them a hard time. And the funny part is I actually have friends for this now. One of my best friends, honestly, his name is Tommy, and he is a Steelers fan, and we were at soccer for Reese, okay? And I just started giving him a hard time about the Steelers, you know? And he's like, oh, who's your team? I said, well, it's the Patriots. And I like the Patriots. Now, I'm not just a bandwagon fan. I didn't jump on. I was actually born and raised in Maine for my first 19 years of my life. So I just am blessed to have a good team. But I also didn't always have a great team, okay? I liked them before they were great. But with that said, watching one of the, I'll say it like this, okay? So they've been to 6 Super Bowls in the last, they've been to 9 Super Bowls since 2001, and they've won 6 of them. So they know victory. I'm not just, okay? And when I was watching, and there's a point to this, I promise. I'm not just gloating, okay? But when I was watching the Patriots play, one of the ones they lost, okay, against the Eagles, there was not a time that I didn't believe that my Patriots could come back and still beat the Eagles, right? I'm like, there's still time on the clock. They can do it, right? There's still time on the clock. They can do it. There's like 30 seconds left. I don't care. They can do something. They can interception. They can do it. You can ask Brittany. You can probably ask mom and dad. I was, no, there's time on the clock. They can still do it. But there's like 10 seconds. I don't care. There's time on the clock, okay? Well, here it is. There's still time on your clock, okay? And God can still get you through it, right? What if we live like this? We need to not say what if, but we need to live with the faith that God will get us through it. More faith than I have in my Patriots, okay? Not to say they'll beat the Eagles, okay? But what I'm saying is, it's beyond that. There's still time on my clock. There's still time on your clock. So we need to think that, okay, God can get me through this. And not think that he can, but he will. He will get me through this. Right? We fight from victory, not for victory. Okay? Which leads me to my next point. Point number 2. Surround yourself by God and godly people. Okay? Go to church. You're here. You're surrounded by godly people. We're not always perfect, okay? But you're here. And you chose to be here today. Right? I believe that you're here on purpose, not by accident. But we need to not run from the battles. We need to not obviously run into battles that, you know, you're not going to pick a fight. But here it is. We shouldn't be running from battles because we know they're coming. But instead, surround yourself by somebody who can get you through the battle, okay? God first, but then get yourself a godly friend, a godly brother, a godly person. Many, because power are numbers, right? All right. But the thing is, too, a lot of times great things come from the battle. Come from these battles. Okay, for example, if you look at hurricanes, it's sad to say, but you see a lot of people hurting and struggling, and I'm not saying God brought the storm. Don't get me there, okay? I'm not saying God brought the storm. But in that storm, what happens? People come together in churches, hospitals, everything. But really, a lot of times you see the numbers after these things. A lot of times this isn't the first statistic that comes up because the world doesn't like to point to God oftentimes because they're the world. But a lot of times you can see a lot of salvations came from those things. Now, I'm not saying God's putting us in the storm, okay? What I'm saying is God's going to get us out of it, right? Okay. So what you need is some friends, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm sure a lot of you heard this story, okay? I'll just sum it up really quickly. But there are these guys, and they serve the Lord diligently, and they go and they seek him daily. They pray to him. They are a good Christian man. Well, I guess Jewish man at that time. But they seek the Lord. And they were friends with the king. And the king loved them and relied on them and did these things. But the king's advisors said, you know, we're going to make a law, and I think you'll like it, and that you should really pass it, that says that nobody can pray to anything or anyone but you and your golden image, okay? Well, he said, okay, sure, yeah, that's fine, great, make it, pass it. I don't know how he overlooked these things, but he did. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not stop and pray to that golden image. What did they do? They prayed to their God. They prayed to him daily. They didn't stop, and they didn't do it I'm sure they did it everywhere they went, but they weren't doing it, hiding. They weren't hiding from anybody. They weren't saying, well, I don't want to get caught, but I'll go pray over here. Because we know this, because they did get caught. And then the punishment for them being caught was supposed to be thrown into a fiery furnace, which they were. But guess what they said? Did they say, before that, did they say, oh, no, please don't. We'll pray to you and only you. We'll do what the world says. We'll succumb to what that does. Just don't kill us, okay? No, what they said was, no, we will not bow to you. We will not bow to your image. We will not do what the world wants to say, okay? We're going to pray to our God, and he's going to get us out of this fire. And here's the best part, okay? He says, even if you don't, he doesn't, guess what? We're going to pray anyways. He doesn't say, I'm only going to do it if I know there's a sure victory, even though we know there is a sure victory. But what he does is he says, I will pray to my God and only to my God, even if he doesn't take me out of this fire, but he will. Right? How cool is that? Right? So we need to surround ourselves with good, godly people. Again, if you're wondering who those are, you're around them right now. Ask a friend. Say, hey, you know, I don't have a place to go this Christmas. Is there any way we could do a meal together? And get hooked up in friendships before that. Don't be, sometimes we let pride get in the way. Well, I can't do this because, you know what? Forget it. Just put yourself out there and say, hey, you know, I need help with this. This is mostly for men because we have a hard time saying, oh, I can't ask for help, you know. But it is. It's true. It's like, you know, I got to do this on my own. But no, it's just ask a friend for help. And you'll see how many times that time you joke around about sports, it turns into a friendship that just becomes more than just, hey, whatever, and you see them in passing. It's an actual friendship, right? Rely on each other, but rely on God first, right? How about another friend? Who else could use another friend like maybe David, right? So we know David from David and Goliath. And I wanted to use this when I shared this with the youth too, but okay. How hard would it be to look beyond the battle when you see this guy who's 9 feet tall? Okay, 9 feet's like from the ground up to like here-ish, right? So what does he do though? What did David do in that battle? Did he say, 9 feet tall, I should probably go get the king's armor and put that on and go into battle and try my best with his stuff on? Or did he say, you know what, I'm going to go get my 5 smooth stones, okay? He only used one. I don't know why he got 5, but I mean, he got 5 just in case, right? But I just gave you way more than 5 scriptures. You only need one, but I gave you more than you need, right? So I gave you more than one. Right? So when you go into battle, get your 5 smooth stones. Get more than that. Get more than all those ones I just gave you. But guess what? You only need one, but you've got them all. Right? Just like he had his 4 extras, you only need one. There it is. Okay? But he went in there on what God had given him. He didn't say, oh, this guy's 9 feet tall. I don't know, God. You think you can do it? He went in there with his 5 smooth stones. And he went in there with confidence and past expertise. He said, you know what? I've killed the bear. I've killed the lion. This guy's going to be nothing. 9 foot tall. Well, I killed the lion. I killed the bear. This guy's going to be nothing. And guess what? We need to have friends like that. Because we can't always do it on our own. I sometimes struggle with something. Hey, Pastor Ricky. Hey, Pastor Tim. Hey, so-and-so. Hey, Pastor Clinton. Hey, you know, hey, Brittany, my wife, obviously, you know, these are things that we need to rely on each other for. And then when you're missing your 5 smooth stones, they'll give you one, right? Okay. Now the last one, and I might get you out of here really early, we'll see. But the last point was, get a battle cry, okay? Actually, sorry, let me tell you this. There's a couple quotes I had. This is from Joyce Myers. She said, Victory is not the absence of problems, it's the presence of power. Yeah. Right? Again, it's not that we don't think those problems are going to be there. Once you step through those doors, it doesn't mean that you're no longer going to have the attack of the enemy on you. It just means that you're going to know how to get out of it.
Yes.
And if you don't, right away, rely on a friend. Go to God. Get your scriptures. Yes. Get your get surrounded by the right people. Yes. Okay? The last one is get a battle cry. You're like, what's a battle cry? Okay, well, a lot of times, armies, before they went into something, they would cry, yell, scream, yell out loud, like the actual battle cry, yell at their enemy. And as we saw in, and we see in the Bible, the Lord has that story where he has all these men, and he says, nope, still too many. Nope, still too many. Gets it all the way down to 300 men. They're like, dude, they probably didn't say dude in the Bible, but you know, they said, there's 300 of us versus all of them. Oh, and you don't want us to use weapons? You want us to use instruments. Okay? This will be smart. This will be good. But listen, they were the 300 that listened to what their leader said, who was listening to what God said. And guess what they did? They used their instruments. 300 men used their instruments. And it defeated the enemy. They actually killed themselves. Okay? Those 300 men did what was crazy in what would be the world's mindset. No, there's no way that that'll work. Well, guess what? They listened to what God had to say. Or at least they listened to what their leader had to say. And their leader listened to what God had to say. Okay? So get that battle cry. Psalm 100. I'll read the whole thing, okay? It's 5 verses. But it says, shout joyfully. Okay? Shouting joyfully. That's what we call, singing. That's kind of like a joyful shout for the Lord. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates. Here you go. This is right after Thanksgiving. Still fresh in our hearts. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, in his courts in praise. Give thanks to him, bless him, thank the Lord. He is good. Thank the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Okay, we need to give thanks in these things. I've said this before in tithe and offering, but I no longer. I'm trying not to pray as much about something, but give him thanks about something. So. Simple example, like when I go into a store, I used to say, Lord, just give me a good deal. Give me a God deal. Now I say, Lord, thank you, Lord, for a great deal. And I go into these places and I get things for cheaper because God has them for me. And I just say, thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord. So now we're giving thanks instead of pleading to him, right? So get your battle cry. A battle cry is not crying, Lord, please, please. It's Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, right? So we get to do that. We get to give a battle cry. And then we know Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Right? Get a song that you can sing all day. This song right here, Surrounded. So in a second, I'm going to have the worship team come back up. And we're going to have a chance to do this. Okay? We're not going to just stand and leave the doors like we came in. We're going to leave stronger than we did. We're going to give this song. So if you don't have any other song, you have this one. Okay? Another couple things, okay? Another song we sing is Raise a Hallelujah. Okay? Surrounded. And then this is how cool God is. He gave me this one on the way in. It's called Unstoppable God. If you haven't heard it, look it up, okay? But a quote from it says, nothing can stop an unstoppable God. He does not look at impossible odds. Right? Nothing can stop an unstoppable God. He does not look at impossible odds. How many times does your battle look impossible? He's not looking at the odds. He doesn't compute the numbers. It's 100% for him. It's not like 50%, 65%. You might get out of this. It's 100% that the victory is yours if you give it to the Lord. Okay? And then a couple radio stations. 91.9, 90.5, and 97.5. Those are all local stations. Okay? And guess what? If one has a commercial, boop, go to the next one. One has a commercial, go to the next one. Don't like that song? It's okay. They're not worshiping you. They're worshiping God. Switch the next song. All right? It's okay. You have options. Okay? The other thing is, YouTube. Okay? Yeah. Everybody knows what YouTube is. Back in my day, you know, I am 30 now, which is, praise God, and I hit the big 3-0, okay? But here it is. Before YouTube, we had to actually listen to the radio, all right? Now if you like a song, you can go to YouTube and hear that on repeat, okay? You can Google songs. You can Google scriptures. You can Google these things. So get a battle cry, right? Get a battle cry. And now here's something that we practice with our youth. It's called the 2-minute testimony, all right? What's that? Okay, well, you take 2 minutes and you tell your testimony. Now, why 2 minutes? My life story is perfect. It's awesome. Everybody needs to know my story, okay? 2 minutes is about the attention span somebody has to listen, okay? So what we do is we practice and we say, okay, you're going to turn and you're going to tell your partner your testimony in 2 minutes or less. And then after 2 minutes, we're going to switch. But I'm not done. Okay, wrap it up. You've got 30 seconds, okay? What that does is it gives you ammo, gives you ammunition for the enemy. Nobody can take away your testimony, right? Nobody can take that away. That is my battle cry. If I ever think about God has not healed me, not yet, not all this stuff, well, I can think about a time where the Lord literally healed my leg 3 months earlier than he was supposed to. The doctor told me that. He said, I don't know what happened, but you have 2 options. We can stop and restart the whole process, or you can just kind of tough it out because your leg is healing so fast. So I did, and I could get into that later with a longer story, but the Lord has done that for me. Amen. And he will do it for you, right? So once you have that 2-minute testimony, and of course you can go 3, you can go shorter, it's okay. But what that does is it gives you something that you can tell somebody in a quick 2 minutes that somebody's going to listen to, and you're not going to bore them. Not just be real, okay? And then you give them a chance to say, wow, that's really cool. I never thought of it like that, right? Okay? Those are my 3 points, right? Get scriptures, get surrounded, and get a battle cry, okay? Now what we're going to do is, right now we're not going to plea for something that God has already done for us. Yeah. We're not going to cry, Lord, please do this for me. Right now what we're going to do is we're going to take that song up, and we're going to sing this song again, and we're going to finish out by doing what we just learned. We're going to cry it out, Lord, thank you for this. And I want you to say what you're going through. I want you to think about what the battle is that looks like it's right here. But now you step back and you realize, okay, God's got it. Okay? So we're going to sing this song, Surrounded, and get into it. Amen. Don't worry about the person. I know you want to be surrounded, but don't worry about what the person on the left and right are doing. Don't worry about if you're in tune, because I'm not going to be. Okay? But here it is. I'm not worshiping the person to my right or left. I'm worshiping God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, last chance, right? Not last chance, because you get to take the song with you, but this is how we fight our battles. We give it to God, right? We're fighting from victory, not for victory. Take a second, okay? I'm going to close in prayer, but we're going to end with this song. If you need to leave, you can leave. I got you plenty of time, okay? I let you out early, okay? But did you get fed?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Take the scriptures, and I have them. I can maybe make a copy and post them somewhere or something like that too. But we're going to finish out with this song. Don't hold back, okay? This is how you fight your battles. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that we leave here different than we came in. We've got our five smooth stones. We got our brothers and sisters we can lean on. We've got our battle cry. So Lord, thank you. Thank you that you gave us the battle cry. Thank you that you gave us these things. So as we end this time, we're going to fight the battle by giving it all to you. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.